This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no shortcut home.
No shortcuts, you.
There's no easy way out.
Hey, whoever brought the readers, they dead wrong for not bringing a whole lot of readers. They brought like four cups of readers.
Man,
what's wrong with that?
We needed the truck here like at Eagles training camp.
You know how much I love my readers, right?
Yeah, you put down a lot of training camp. Yeah.
Y'all play too much. That was just real disrespectful. You only brought like four things of readers.
What flavor did they give you?
It was like the orange with the mango.
Mango. Ooh,
mango's good. Mango's clutch. But it's just like all these folks running around here in the office, and you only bring like four of them?
They probably bought like a million boxes of pizza, and they were gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We sprinted through
there's
that.
There's nothing like, I don't know what it is.
If people know there's food here, it's like, bang.
I don't know if it's like this where everyone works, but here, if there's free food, there people just crawl out of places saw them before.
Hey, I'm not shy.
I see people I've never seen in the offices before.
And it's like they haven't eaten in weeks.
It's crazy.
Like they're trying
I'm going to get that free meal.
Yeah, well, I expect that from you.
I live by myself, and I don't eat on a regular, so I'm going to go ahead take full advantage of all that. Y'all can talk about me, call me Glenn Macnow, light, or whatever y'all want to do. I ain't tripping.
Wow. I mean, I didn't say that. You did.
I mean, shots fired.
I don't really have room to talk because I was one of the people that went out there to get pizza.
Yeah, no, I get it. You're probably
But I'm here every day.
Yeah, no, you are. You're
every day,
in.
Boots on the ground.
We're here, and the Phillies are now back. Opening day today, the Phillies and the Nationals. We're 3 hours away from first pitch. Trey Turner going to lead off. You missed earlier the lineup is out for today's game. Trey Turner, as we expected, is going to be the leadoff hitter. So the Nationals will start a lefty today in Mackenzie Gore, a good lefty. So that that kind of pushes the Phillies towards their lefty lineup, which is what it sounds like Rob Thompson is going to do. So it's going to be Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber, Realmuto, Kepler, Castellanos, Stott, Marsh, Wheeler. The Phillies lineup today against the lefty, Mackenzie Gore. We're going to talk to Devin in just a minute coming up from down in D.C. to get the, kind of set the scene for the start of this season. One thing, Hugh, that is noticeable, you kind of pulled it up the other day. The schedule is pretty light this first week. It's not like football where you say you have
you
to
gotta
win.
Like you got a murderer's row.
Right, because, it's a long season. But it is set up. They get if you were to look at the NL and you were to pick out, the three or four worst teams, the Nationals, the Rockies would probably be a part of that, along with the.
It's a nice little ease into the season.
Well, that means you better get wins, though. I need victories.
Yeah.
I need victories here to start the season. So
yeah,
the Phillies
you do.
Get the
four and two. Four and two.
I'll be totally happy with that. Yes. So I was trying to look to see who the Phillies are facing pitching wise on Saturday, because one of the things I'm curious of is does the performance matter, or is it just lefty righty in terms of the leadoff hitter. Like, let's just play it out. Hugh, let's say Trey today goes 3-for-3 against Mackenzie Gore. He gets three hits. But then the next game, they're facing a righty. Is Trey Turner not the leadoff hitter Saturday? Because that's what it seems like. It seems like they're just going to do it based on who the pitcher is they're facing and not what you did leading up to that game. And that's going to be interesting because, like, if Trey's hot, how do you not bat him leadoff
again? Interesting that you say that because I think that going into this, with this being opening day, that everybody's going to be looking at Trey. Everybody's going to be looking to see how he looks at the plate, if he takes that first pitch or if he swings at the first one or whatever. So that's I guess you have to go with the feel for the game. You know, we don't really know for sure. I would say this. We don't really know for sure if that's what Topper really wants to do.
We don't.
So I would say if Trey gets off to that hot start that I think he's going to get, just let him get back out there and see what happens.
Well, we'll find out. In Nationals Park today, 4:05. We know it's going to be Turner leading off. Devin Caney is down there at Nats Park, ready to cover the game. She's with us right now. Devin, how are we doing today?
Good morning, guys. We are doing great. I just got here. It's a beautiful day. We just chatted with Bryson Stott and Max Kepler in the clubhouse. I rode down on Amtrak with a bunch of Phillies fans, so should be hopefully a mostly home crowd, even though we're down here in D.C. But yeah, doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, first of all, Devin, because I have to ask this before we get into some hardcore baseball. What's the weather like? Okay. Because when I got up this morning...
Yeah, he was afraid of the cold.
It was cold. It was brick this morning. So what's the weather like right now?
Hugh, I heard you complaining about the weather this morning, and I have to say, I love this weather. It's crisp. It's cool. It's a nice, early spring day. This is the beautiful part about opening day, you know?
Devin just took a shot at me. You see that?
Well, you're a little bit of a baby when it comes to the cold. I mean, a little bit of a baby.
You're being a little bit of a baby. Let's be honest. I'm with Joe here. It's like 61 degrees and sunny here. It's nice.
61? Okay,
yeah.
I'll take that.
How about wind? Because sometimes wind, Devin, March, April in baseball, that could get into the effect of the game. Is it windy or more of like a calm day down there?
It's like a breeze. It's a breeze. I wouldn't say it's anything that could impact the game, so I wouldn't worry about the wind.
All right, so we know that it's going to be Trey Turner today leading off. Devin, I'm not sure if Topper has been asked this specifically, and I'm not even sure if he would answer, but what I'm curious of, and I'm curious what you think and how it might play out, is do you think this is going to be just based on the pitcher they're facing, right? Like today a lefty, maybe Saturday a righty, and then they go back and forth? Or do you think the performance of the players will have a say? Like I was saying before you hopped on, if Trey goes 3-for-3 today, but they're facing a righty on Saturday,
right?
You know, does that mean he's not leading off? Because that feels a little counterintuitive to try to getting the lineup the way they want it.
I'm not sure. We're going to talk to Topper in about a half hour, so I'm sure it will be asked. If not, I'll be sure to ask it. We just talked to Bryson Stott in the clubhouse, and he was asked about Trey Turner leading off, and he just kind of laughed and shook his head and was like, look, I'm just glad that I'm not the manager who has to make that decision. I think it all depends on, Trey Turner and how he does today, but it's also one game out of 162. So I think baseball, it's a fine balance of, like, putting weight into one game, but then also realizing that it's a long season and things can change. I would imagine that if Topper said he's going to, switch up the lineup and lead off Kyle Schwarber against righties, then he'll probably stick to that plan on Saturday and when a righty pitches.
I think you're right, and I think it'll be interesting if Trey does well today, how people react. Devin Caney with us here. She's down in D.C. Phillies Nats, 4:05 on WIP. Devin, what's your expectation for the team? Because we've been talking to fans all day, and it's interesting.
Yeah, we've been kicking it around.
Yeah, there's a wide variety. I mean, you have some people that maybe it's just because it's opening day, but very optimistic and talking about high 90s, 100 wins. And you have other people that are in the mid-low 80s, like down on the team. Where do you come down? Because I can't remember a time where it was this wide of a gap in expectations.
I know. It does feel like there's a really large disparity in expectations. A lot of the things I've seen online, like I posted some 2025 Phillies predictions, and I'm getting a lot of pushback. And all I said was that, Bryce Harper, I expect a big offensive year from him. I expect Brandon Marsh to become an everyday player. And people just seem to want to doubt this team. And, I understand it. The Phillies have disappointed us, the last three postseasons. I get it. I'm positive about this team. What I guess, would hold back my, like, ultra confidence in saying, you know, they're going to win the NL East again and a World Series or bust once again would be the division. Like, they had the Mets who got Juan Soto, the Mets who knocked them out of the postseason last year, and I think the Mets only got better, at least on the offensive side of things. And then the Braves, who might not be fully healthy yet, but Spencer Strider will be back in full eventually, probably sooner rather than later. Acuna, of course, will also be back. So the Braves are also a threat, and those are just within their division. And then they have the Dodgers in the National League. So I feel like I'm kind of sounding like a negative Nancy. I'm more positive than that. I'm going to guess like a 92-win season, which is still great. It's still great. I still think the Phillies will make the playoffs. Well, I'm trying to not get my hopes up because I don't want to get hurt again.
Wait a minute, hold up. So you don't have them going to the World Series? You don't? That's what it kind of sounds. I don't want to put no words in your mouth.
Well, look, if they go to the World Series, am I wrong in saying that it would be a Cinderella story based on the competition that they'll have to be?
No, it's not a Cinderella story. It's a team.
If they go to the World Series, that means that they would have had to beat probably some of the best pitching, if not the best pitching in the league, just within the National League.
Okay, I get that.
They would have to go through
a gauntlet.
This is a team of destiny. This is time. The time is now.
Destiny?
The time is now. Why are you laughing at me,
Joe?
Well,
I don't know. I mean, destiny feels optimistic. Strong. Yeah, I mean,
listen, I'm going to tell you and Devin right now. I predicted that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl last year. Boy, if the Phillies go to the World Series and win it all, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if you bet I told you so, Douglas, Devin, but this is him. He decides to tell us that he knows.
I ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll take it. I've actually said this before, and I think that the doubt and kind of the chip on the shoulder that a lot of the guys inevitably have on the Phillies will work in their favor. I think they felt the pressure last year. I'm not saying that they're not under pressure this season because they know that their window is closing. You know, they're becoming an older roster. But I think that guys like Bryce Harper, like, they really lean into that Philly, and this sounds so, you know, corny. I sound like Nick Sirianni saying this, but I do think that Philly underdog mentality works for them, and I think that can work in their favor.
Well, you know, they are flying under the radar, Devin. That is one thing. Yeah. I mean, not just with us and our, you know, some of our callers, but nationally, it's the Dodgers, right? They're the best team. They're the best collection of talent. They're the defending champions. And the Phillies, Devin, I remember hearing you talk about this a few weeks ago, that when you were down there at spring training, they just were talking different this year. It wasn't as much like, hey, we're going to win the World Series.
Not a whole lot of bravado.
It's almost like they're, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but they certainly are. They're flying under the radar here, and I think they're flying under the radar nationally. Maybe it will help them.
Yeah, no, I think it absolutely will. And just talking to Bryson Stott and Max Kepler in the clubhouse a couple minutes ago, they kind of just reiterated the same sentiments that they had in spring training. And it's just that kind of quiet focus of, yeah, you know, we're working on our approach at the plate, but we're not going to divulge too much because, you know, they don't want to give away a competitive advantage. We're just focused and we're taking it one game at a time. And I think that's a really good mentality to have, not when you're going into opening day saying World Series or bust.
We shall see. It starts today, 4:05, right here on WIP. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes. Enjoy the game, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot this season. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney down there at the park, Nationals Park in D.C. I mean, how about you trying to bully her into World Series prediction?
If she feels it, she feels it.
First of all,
I would never bully Devin.
You did, but you did.
I did not.
You trying to make her feel bad for not saying World Series.
I just wanted to hear what she had to say. I would never take a bully.
Just because you think you're Nostradamus Douglas over here.
I would never take a bully talk with her, but I just wanted to hear it because it just sounded like, you know, especially because Devin was there. She was on the field with the Eagles, so you know, you got to be optimistic.
Well, of course you do. It's opening day. I mean, I agree with that. So here's the question, Kyle. Although a Phillies World Series on top of an Eagles Super Bowl wouldn't be the coolest year
ever. That would be the Coupe de Grace.
Could we handle Told You So Douglas moving forward?
No.
He'd be a problem.
He's already a problem.
I don't like saying stuff like that. I'm not over the top.
Oh, come on.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not.
You can't pretend now. There's an audience that can see you now, and they see.
I don't do that.
They see the arrogant facial expression. I know everything.
I'm not arrogant, but boy, I tell you what. As I look at the camera, boy, I wish we'd have had these cameras when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. No, you know what? I wish we would have had these cameras.
No, don't bring it up. Don't do the offense defense.
All right, dude, fine. I won't bring it up.
Well, I mean, it would have been good. People could have seen the anger on our face when you said defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
I'm just saying, man, they can see me now when I'm right about something, and y'all like be all up in y'all feelings, and I just sit here.
Or you think you're right, and we're laughing. Which is what happens.
It's about the same thing.
As we're hinting at, WIP is now live on YouTube. Subscribe to the Sports Radio 94 WIP and be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We need your bold predictions. The best answer we get today. We've got some good ones. Wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco and get on the record. Win total, how far are they going? Violet in Virginia is up on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Violet, we're good. It's opening day. How are you?
I know. I'm so excited. I mean, I'm not. Of course, my first love is football, but I do love baseball. And like I said, I've just been watching it like the last several years, so I don't know like too much about it. But I'm going to be optimistic. I think 162 games, that's a long season. I think injuries plagued us last year. The bullpen kind of fell off. It was kind of like the ending of the Eagles the other year. So I'm going to be optimistic. I think we're going to do really well. And are you ready for my bold prediction?
Of course you got. What do you got?
Okay, don't fall off your seats, but Taiwan Walker's going to have a great year.
Oh, no. That's the bold. Violet, we will not get a bolder prediction.
Cole Hamels said it. Cole Hamels was, I believe Cole Hamels. Why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean by great, Violet? Like he stays in the team all year, or he actually wins games?
You said if he stays on the team all year.
Well, now last year, every time he came out, I held my breath, and then I was, it was not good.
No, I felt ill watching him.
He's gonna have a good season. He's gonna come out strong, and he's gonna save some games for us. I hope.
I love it. I mean,
but that's gonna be my prediction.
That's a good one, Violet. We appreciate it. All right, so Taiwan Walker has a good season. Will we hear a bolder prediction than that?
I mean,
I don't think so.
That might be leading the clubhouse.
I mean, I expect him to be released in June. I mean, she's got him with a good season here. You think he's making it the whole season?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Are you asking me now?
Yeah, do you think he's going to be here for the full season?
I believe in Violet.
You believe in? Do you believe in Taiwan?
I believe
in
Violet.
You don't have to be nice, man.
I don't know, man. Cole Hamels said he looked good. I mean, we saw he did have a meltdown a couple years ago. Would you say two meltdowns?
Well, he had two. His last two spring training games were pretty bad.
I can already feel Hugh telling us how fascinating he finds it. That Taiwan Walker's making all this money.
Oh, no.
I won't do that.
He's going to do the Tobias thing.
But
to
I
us.
Will say this.
Stop.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Say the video of Tobias dancing last night.
Living his best life, getting ready for the playoffs.
Nobody
Congratulations,
roots for people
Tobias
to steal
Harris.
Money than, more than Hugh Douglas.
Because. I just think, to be totally honest, I just think it's cool because he didn't do nothing here.
This is all about the end of Hugh's career. He's like, man, I wish I could have squeezed every single dollar.
There's a kinship between Taiwan and Tobias and Hugh.
You've been working around me too long. That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm like, damn, I couldn't steal another year. Just one year. Just give me 1 year. All I wanted was one.
Taiwan has stolen two here. This is going to be year three. He's stealing money from the
Phillies. You know what? When he was dancing, you know the first thing I thought about? Crumble cookie. He said
this. You're the worst.
No.
I know. It's unbelievable.
He was mocking us last night. That's what he did. He mocked us last night. He mocked us. Because he said he'd take a
Glad I know where you're going to be in the spring. Hugh, what did you do last night? Watch the Pistons playoff game.
I'm not.
What? Why?
No, I'm definitely not watching the Pistons play.
My guy Tobias.
I just think it's funny.
Yep. We know. Fascinating. Interesting.
Yeah, really funny.
His dad
Big joke.
Tried to tell us.
Big old joke.
His dad tried to
tell us. Well, so did Dr. J. I mean, whatever the heck that was. Art in Florida is up. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Art. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm not too optimistic. We have a coach that doesn't even know his lineup yet. I don't see the Phillies really with their hitting.
We did get the lineup.
Well, he has two lineups. He just has two lineups.
The lineup is going to be today. Tomorrow's going to be a different lineup. Yeah. We have a coach that doesn't know. I don't think he knows what he's doing. So that's just my take. And I don't think the hitting's going to come through the way everybody's thinking. 3 years in a row now, I mean, what's going to change, you know?
How many wins you got for us, Art?
I don't see them making the playoffs, so I may be 80.
Oh. 80. That's our lowest. You've come in at the lowest one so far. Art, bold prediction for the season. Is that it? No playoffs?
Yeah, bold prediction, Topper gets fired.
Yeah, that's pretty well. If they only win any games, Topper's certainly not going to have a job next year. Art, we appreciate the phone call. Art, just a buzzkill there. 80.
He's excited about the season start.
80 would be a disaster, guys. I mean, if they're under 500,
Wait a minute, Colorado won like with 60 last year, didn't they? Won like 60 something.
60, yeah, they're terrible.
No, I was just thinking. Yeah,
80 would be a disaster.
If it's 80, then he's probably right about the Topper thing.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I thought about when he said that. You know how Larry Bowa was talking about how there's a parallel between this group and then his group in the late 70s, early 80s? That 79 team took a step back, right? They were really close, 76, 77, 78. They took a step back, had some injuries in 80, and in 79, excuse me, changed the manager and won in 80. So, I mean, look, it would be disappointing. Does it mean everything is over forever? No, I don't anticipate that. Unless they have huge injuries, I can't see this team being under 500. That would be incredibly bad. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Rob.
Hugh?
Yes, sir.
Kyle. You know, Kyle, I was hoping I could catch Jack Fritz there. You know, Jack Fritz, what is he drinking, man? I mean, every year he comes out with this happy juice stuff. Oh, you know, they're locked in. You know, the same adjectives every year with these guys, man.
You don't like Jack's adjectives.
Yeah, you know, don't you get tired of hearing these same adjectives about these guys? Well, they're locked in spring training. You know, they're ready.
Well, he's
to
got
go,
red
you know.
Pinstripe glasses on. You know how Jack is.
And Kyle, too, a little bit. But Kyle seems a little bit more reasonable, I guess. But
some days.
You know, you got Bryce. We got out-coached, not outplayed Harper. You got Trey, I'm making too much money, Turner. And you got Bryce, of course, he'd like a raise. You know, these guys, they disgust me, man. They disgust me.
You disgust it on opening day? We haven't even lost the game yet here, Rob.
Yeah, because, you know, it's the same. They're not those guys until they are, you know, and that's just the way life is. So we can talk all you want about what they're going to do. You know, yeah, I'd like to bring Mike Trout in here, too, because he can help us fail, too. I mean, how many 300 million guys a year guys
do you want that?
You need?
Why is Mike Trout getting so many shots today? He's an angel.
Because
so he's hurt.
Because you want him.
I'm just not ruling it out. I haven't ruled it out.
Because he's a phony who's okay with losing.
He's been a loser and he's been okay.
He could
demand a trade and want to win.
He got hurt going to the bathroom, though, dog. He went home
who
and didn't know he was hurt.
You better keep it down, man. One of these days, you're all in.
Life alert, Douglas.
I'm skating on thin ice.
Yeah. Life alert, Douglas.
Yeah,
sorry.
And you had poor Devin on this just a few minutes ago. Come on, Devin. Stop it, Dev. Please.
What's she doing? Please. She's trying to
leave everybody alone.
It's nothing going on here, man. You know,
it's opening day.
There's nothing to see here.
It's opening day. Rob, how many wins you got?
I got like, I'm like the last guy, 80, 85, maybe 90, but they're not going to win. The thing is not about the wins, Joe, because we're getting caught up in these wins. It's about the World Series. So, and they're not those guys until they are. Win the World Series. I don't care how many wins you got. If you're getting there with 60 and you win it,
that's
a good year.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, you can't keep talking about how many wins. Who cares how many wins they have? Win the World Series. Call me when that happens.
Well, you have to win a requisite amount of games to get to the playoffs to win the World Series, Rob. I mean, like, that's part of the whole thing.
Yeah, but your focus seems to be on how many. Every year it's like how many wins are they going to have? Who cares how many wins they have? You know, just get in the World Series.
There's 162 games that we have to go through. Stop acting like it doesn't matter.
We got to wait to the playoffs aren't until October, Rob. What are we supposed to do?
I
want to throw a PSA out there, okay? The other day when I did the accountability pledge, it wasn't just I got to deal with this now.
Yeah.
It wasn't just to rip them when they struggle. We also should enjoy the regular season.
Yes, of course. Like, I agree. Totally agree.
Like this whole, like, wait, because I can hear it now with Rob or someone else. Like, let's say they get off to a good start. You know we're going to have the people saying none of this matters till October.
Yeah.
And I get that, but, like, you can enjoy the team.
Yeah, enjoy the ride, man.
They have good players.
Yeah, and it's opening day, and a lot of us are stuck in the past, man. I know I'm telling you, the gap between the Sixers and the Eagles, that's what's killing us. That is the killer. And now you're looking at the Phillies and you're thinking the same thing. It's open today. Hope springs eternal.
It does.
I also want people to realize how ridiculous they sound when they say all this crap about the Phillies and how much they think they stink and then throw out 90 wins.
Can I say this, though?
Rob,
pretty damn
80,
good teams win 90 games.
80 to
we have
85
to, stop.
To 90. Can we pick a number? I mean, like, what are we doing with that?
Can I say this, though? I'm not going to lie. When the game starts and if Trey Turner swings at the first pitch, I'm going straight to Twitter.
Well, you know what you were going to say.
I'm going straight to Twitter.
Well, if he gets a hit, people are okay with it.
yeah, I'm saying.
Swings and
but
misses.
But if he swings and misses, yeah, I'm going straight to Twitter.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm
going to see.
You should probably stay off Twitter for a while with the things that were getting sent about you today.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I saw some of the pictures. I'm cool.
It's good, though. All right, 215.
I know what's going on.
215-592-9494. Get on the record. Opening day. How many wins to the Phillies? What's your bold prediction? The best one we get wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. On the other side, let's take a look at some over-unders. We'll hit those and get to some fun long shot props for the Phillies this season. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, that would be me. You can save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, which means you can save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save up to $500, people, on select certain mattresses, plus the free adjustable base. That's the best part about all this, people, the adjustable base. You can adjust your bed, and it vibrates and all kinds of other stuff, but, you know, you can go to the store and find that out. 0% financing is available, and you always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress to get? We got you. That's why we have the Bed Match technology. It's the only diagnostic technology backed by science to help you recommend the perfect mattress for you. Don't wait. Do what I did. Couldn't see that for a minute. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop their entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
You have that fever hue on today.
Yes,
day.
I do.
Today, you know what really ages the song? Like when it says Veterans Stadium is the hippest place in town.
I thought the same thing.
It's been a while since
back
that
then
was
it
true.
Was probably brand new when this song came out.
Yeah, you're right. And now we're on a second stadium.
And it was State of the Art.
Yeah, we're on a new stadium, which is not even new anymore. That song has been here for a while. 215-592-9494. All right, the best answer we get. We've gotten some good ones today for bold predictions for the Philly season. Wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Of course, this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, get on the record. Win total, how far does this team go? I am struck today by the wide range of win totals we've gotten. I'm looking at the numbers here. I've been writing them down as we get these calls. 94, 93, 93, 92, 90. I was at 89, 96, 101, 87. We had an 83. We had an 80. Last segment. I mean, we've gone from 101 to 80. Shows people are all over the place with expectations. What's yours? Let's go to the phone lines. We'll get to some props and some long shots and some over-unders on the fills that are out there for the season as well with some of these players. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. Good morning, Ken, or good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken.
What up, Ken?
You used the term buzzkill a few minutes ago. You want to talk about a buzzkill? Today's opening day. It's sunny. It's beautiful. Looking forward to the season starting. I look at my season ticket package, and I see my first game is next Thursday, April 3rd.
Oh, no. You got Taiwan.
Watch Taiwan Walker start to get. Like, I thought that was one thing I was never going to have to worry about again. So, fortunately, the Phillies are awesome from a customer service perspective, and you can swap tickets from one game to the next depending upon availability. I just didn't think I would be swapping on my first game.
You're trying to see that one.
I will have anything else to do on April 3rd than watch Taiwan Walker pitch for the Phillies. So, and I would say your accountability pledge has to include a clause that if you are in March saying, wake me up in October when the playoffs start, you don't get to call this station the entire season and complain about the Phillies. Because you have said, wake me up in October. So stay off till October.
I think that's fair. Yeah, you know what? Accountability works all different ways. I look, if they stink, we're going to rip them. But if they're good, Ken, I don't want to just be like, who cares till October. No, we're going to enjoy it. That's what baseball's here for.
Look, I don't think it's being Pollyanna or looking at it through pinstripe glasses. to say that this is in all likelihood a 92-93 win baseball team if they stay relatively, if they stay as healthy as they've stayed the last few years. I mean, just their starting pitching alone over 162-game season, Taiwan Walker notwithstanding, should carry them through to, you know, when you average it out, that's 15 wins a month from April to the end of September. And if you throw a few wins in March before we get to April, you're looking at 92-93. So I don't think it's a stretch or it's Pollyanna to say that. But that being said, I don't see this team I don't see this team as a legitimate World Series contender for all the same reasons that we've talked about in terms of, you know, I keep hearing people talk about small ball. This team was not constructed to play small ball. So they might say they're going to change their approach and they're going to be more selective and not going to chase as much. But this notion of we're going to move runners, we're going to hit behind guys, we're going to lay down sacrifice bunts, you know, that is not going to happen. When Kyle Schwarber comes to the plate today, if Trey Turner leads off, or if Trey Turner's on second base with nobody out, and Bryce Harper comes to the plate as the second batter in the game, nowhere in his head is it going to be, well, I can't leave this batter's box without Trey Turner at least being on third base. It's just not going to occur. That's nowhere in the thought process. So they are not going to play small ball. They're not constructed to play small ball. And, you know, moving the pieces around in the lineup, we'll see if that matters, right? But I just, it's a 92-93 win team. I think that's pretty obvious. But I do see them, you know, as a wild card. And I, you know, probably hammering the Chicago Cubs, who I think will win the Central Division by default in the first round in that wild card round, and then losing in the NLDS to either the Braves or the Dodgers, depending on how that falls. But I don't take them seriously as a World Series contender.
Ken, how about a bold prediction? Give us something bold.
Trey Turner is going to finish in the top three in MVP voting in the National League.
You know, Ken, I think most people listening and when they signed him said that wouldn't think that's that bold. But considering how many great players are in the NL, I think that's a bold one, Ken. I would love that. It's a great one. Good phone call. Hugh, there's a lot of great players in the NL. When Kyle said earlier about the MVP with Bryce, you start thinking about the players in the NL, right? There's Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
There's Juan Soto. I mean, I just named three right there that are obviously MVP candidates the minute the season opens. So if Trey cracks that group, just those three.
He's out there doing his thing.
He had a great – I mean, that also means he's probably better than Bryce. I mean, right? Like that, because I doubt Bryce and him are both going to be in the top three. So that would be clearly what the Phillies paid for, what they thought they were going to get. We haven't gotten it yet. I would love for that day to come. Kashmir in the Poconos. What's up, Kashmir?
What's going on there, Joe? Happy opening day, guys. Happy opening day, Hugh, Joe, Kyle. How's it going, guys?
We're great. It's opening day, Cash. It's one of the best days of the year. Yep.
Obviously, you know, I'm more of a baseball guy, obviously. Joe, obviously, you know, football. I'm obviously, you guys know I'm more of a Falcons fan of football. But I'm just kind of sick and tired of the comparisons to the Eagles. Well, it could be just like in 2023 when the Phillies finished really bad in 2024 and the Eagles finished bad in 2023 and they came back stronger. I have a couple different with this Phillies team and that Eagles team. One, it's football. It's that's comparing apples to oranges. Number two, the Eagles actually went out and signed Saquon Barkley. What did the Phillies do this year?
They didn't get their, yeah. Max Kepler's not exactly Saquon Barkley. Yeah, that's true.
No. And also, they also actually, the Eagles also, I mean, they made quite a difference. They actually drafted Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, who turned out to be phenomenal. Now, the Phillies could have that sort of little, you know, where they could bring up their rookies, and that's where I'm going to bring up my bold prediction. I'm actually going to go with my bold prediction. I'm going with Dustin Crawford, Aiden Miller, and Andrew Painter will all be up in the big leagues by mid-June.
Ooh.
And Alec Boehm, Brandon Marsh will both be shipped out of here.
Mm. That's pretty bold that all three of those kids get here that quickly. Yep. That's a pretty bold one.
I'll give you another one. All three of them will finish three of the top five. All three of them will finish in the top five of rookie.
Wow.
Of the year.
So the kids to the rescue. How about that? The Thundercats.
The new daycare.
The new Thundercats. Yep. Yeah, the new daycare. Cashmere, I like that one. All right, Cashmere, what's your win total? What do you got?
I'm going to go with, like I said, last year when they were they started off extremely hot, I think they started 45-20 or they started off 34-17 or something like that. It was ridiculous. 31-14, I think they started. they're not that good where they're on a 112-win pace, I believe. Through June, they're on a 112-win pace. They weren't that good. And I don't believe they're as bad as they finished when they finished 41-41. They weren't that bad. Well, I'm going to go finish somewhere in the middle. I'm going to say 91 wins.
91 wins for
Kasper. And I think they lose in the wild card round to the Mets.
Ooh, that would sting. We got to do the Mets thing again. Yeah, I can't watch that again. Kasper, appreciate it. It's anyone but the Mets. I did that. One was enough for me last year. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, how about we do some over-unders here? Phillies numbers for the season. Some over-unders on players, the team. Kyle, what do you got for us?
All right, so I'll give you a few player over-unders, okay. And then I'll throw some interesting long shot plays that may or may not interest you guys.
All right.
So let's start with this one. Bryce Harper's home run total is set at 27.5.
Over.
I'd go over in a heartbeat. Hugh?
Yeah.
That feels like health is the only thing that stops that, right? Like,
if he's banged up.
Yeah, if he misses, I would say I think he'd have to miss like 20 games to not get 28 home runs. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, let me give you a couple more. And I'm going to tell you, these home run totals feel pretty low. So Kyle Schwarber also 27.5.
Wow. That's an easy over. That's an easy over.
I'm with you.
Over.
I'm with you.
I was wondering if you were awake there.
No. I'm about to some of these numbers I'm about to get on this here app and see what's up. I'm trying to make me. I need to make some money.
Back in the betting game.
I don't know, because I'm listening. Uh-oh. I'm like, hold up. This might be what they call hitting a lick. Mm. I might hit a lick.
This is a more interesting one, but Trey Turner, his home run total, 19.5.
I'm going to go under. I the approach changed for Turner. On all the days he's hitting leadoff, maybe he is going to just try to get on base. Maybe that means less swing and miss. Maybe it means less he ambushes the first pitch. Jack said that to us earlier. I'm going to go under. I think he actually hits better this year, but for less power. Okay. Under 19.5. What do you got for Trey, Hugh?
Over.
Okay.
I might go over, too.
I mean, it's a low number.
Yeah, but like, we're a long ball team, man.
And he's usually good for about 20-something.
Yeah. All right. Wheeler's strikeout total, 191.5.
Over. He's healthy. He should get 200 strikeouts.
Yeah, I agree.
Over.
Okay. Stolen bases for Trey Turner, 23.5.
Over.
Watch your bold prediction.
Hugh has him at 50.
That's a low number. Yeah.
See, now you want to give me 50. Y'all would hold my feet to the fire.
When it's convenient for me to rip you.
Your prediction went double what the books say.
Now you want to hold my feet to the fire. Yeah, I said 30, so I'm
I'll go over.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. I'm longer due to my bed now. That's what I'm trying to do.
Trying to get that account over zero?
Yeah,
you can't multitask.
Yeah, I can. I got one thing at a time.
Then we already went on record earlier, but I guess we should do it again. Win total, 90.5.
I guess I have to go under. I went 89 wins,
over.
Under 90.5.
Yeah, I went 90. So
that number is tight. Doesn't it feel like they're going to be around that number? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, and even most of our listeners today with their guesses or callers have been around, low 90s, upper 80s.
All right, let me give you some season specials for the Phils that I find interesting.
Okay,
I'll start with the one that I think is probably the best bet, and mm-hmm. this sounds like a lot, but I think Mike told us that they did this last season. Philadelphia Phillies to record 3+ hits in every regular season game is +650.
Would you bet that, Hugh?
Say it again, Kyle.
Can't multitask.
Phillies to get three or more hits in every game this season as a team.
Three or more hits. Because I was thinking, somebody said, who said it? Castellanos was going to have 10 grand slams?
No, oh, that was Will. That was Will.
That was outrageous.
Well, no, I was just trying to think. Multiple hit games, you say over?
Like, as a team.
Yeah, three or more hits.
As a team.
Every regular season game.
Basically, they can't have a day they get no hit. One hit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm milling that. This
it's
is like it is in the media.
But
here's here's the issue with these bets. There's 160 games. One bad day and you're out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You need to hit it 100.
I'm going to say no.
It's a 162 leg parlay.
But they did. I don't think they had one of these.
I know. So. I wonder how I guess I might bet it with you.
All right.
It seems fun.
As hard as that was, I'm assuming you guys wouldn't up that for 15,000 plus 15,000, four plus hits in every regular season game.
For a lot. Yeah.
One more hit per game is too much.
Yeah, I can't even get in my account no more. I ain't been in it so long.
They locked you out?
Is that for inactivity?
Yeah, I guess they got me for activity.
All right. This one, this is, I think, the most interesting one to me. Phillies to score one plus run in every regular season game before the All-Star break is plus 6,000.
So 60-1 odds. You get 60-1 on the idea of they have to not get shut out once before the All-Star break. Hugh, you in on that one? That one actually sounds like fun. It's only half the season, right? So the only answer the All-Star break.
So basically what you're saying is
they can't get shut out
one time before the All-Star break.
That's it.
I'm in on that.
I'll take that one.
I do like the 60-1 odds. At least it's a huge number that you get if you hit it. It would be a fun sweat. Like if we get through April and we have that bet in, you kind of lock it in on every at bat then in May and June. Like we're not far away.
They're going against like the most dominant pitcher in the league the day before the All-Star break.
I know. With my luck though, I bet it today and they get shut out by Mackenzie Gore. That would just ruin it. All right, I'll bet that one. All right, some fun props out there. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Gary in Vineland, what's up, Gary?
What's going on,
Gary? What's up, Gary? Buddy?
It's opening day, and in the words of L.A., you can't go undefeated unless you win today.
That's exactly right. It starts today. The road to 162 starts this afternoon.
I just don't understand all the negativity. We got a veteran team. I think they're going to be focused on the embarrassment of last year, and I think they're going to be ready to go.
Well, I hope they are, and I think they will be, ready to go. It's a matter of can they sustain, because, Gary, last year they were ready to go. I mean, they played really well in April and May, and then for whatever reason, that second half, it just was choppy, right? And then it kind of lasted into the postseason. So I think they'll be ready. We'll see if they could sustain it, during the most of the season.
No London this year, so we're good.
That is true, that the London curse is out. Gary, give us what's your win total? What do you got this year?
I think they're going to win 95.
95 from Gary, and a bold prediction?
I think World Series and Topper Manager of the Year.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that we've had a variety of Topper ones. Gary, we appreciate it. I think we had two people say Topper's fired during the season. Now he's the Manager of the Year. This is Sirianni.
He's either Manager of the Year or doesn't make it to Memorial Day.
Sirianni. I mean, he's either winning the Super Bowl or he's canned. Mm. There is a weird...
It's either or.
There's some of that vibe with the Phillies. Like, people were a little down with the Eagles entering last season, and then they turn into the best team in the NFL. Let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, guys. I'll be quick. I got the Phillies at 92 wins, Braves at 96, Mets at 87. I expect Trey Turner to have a bounce back year at the plate, 300, 30 home runs, 30 steals, 100 runs scored. In his defense will be the same. I got Stott with a big rebound. And then my prediction for the year, I got Sanchez winning the Cy Young Award and Zach Wheeler runner-up.
Wow, that'd be as good of a 1-2 as we've seen around here since Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay. Scott, I would take that too. Scott, good phone call. How about that? Scott came in firing with his predictions there. All right, what are we thinking here, guys? I mean, we've got some good bold predictions to choose from here.
I'm trying to get in my account. I'm trying to get
you still can't get in your account?
No, I had to.
This is pop-up, Douglas.
No, because I'm...
This reminds me of the kiosk in American Airlines.
Yeah. No, listen.
Do you need the helper to come over?
No. What happened was, I ain't been, since I got broke, I ain't really been, I've been kind of being real.
We tried to tell you this was going to happen. You hit one eight-leg parlay, and you walked around.
Like, I got broke, now I was like, is this really you? Like, yeah. I was broke, so it ain't let me.
You going in there for one of the props of the season?
Trying to get the props.
I didn't know if you were putting together a same game parlay for today. I didn't know where you. I mean, we might have to watch this guy. He's new season.
No, I'm trying. I thought about it, but again, can't get
you know what's going to happen? Hugh's going to hit a same game parlay next week.
Oh, and I'm going to talk trash.
And he's going to be like, oh, see, I could bet baseball. Yeah, and then he's out of money by May 1st. That's
I'm trying to figure. Like, I'm seriously over here right now still trying to.
All right, we got to pick a winner here, guys. We've had a lot. I thought there was some good. I mean, Wills Castellanos' 40 home runs at 10 grand slams was bold. I mean, that was bold.
But the boldest one might have just been simply Tymon Walker has a good year.
It was so simple yet so effective because it's so outrageous. You like that one, Hugh?
I do.
Tywan has a good year as our biggest bold prediction.
That's kind of sad for Tywan.
It is. Well, that's
but it's true.
He earned that. All right, Violet is our winner. Tywan Walker has a good season. The boldest thing. The fact that beat out a 10 grand slam season it tells you
that's a lot though. That 10 grand slam season is a lot.
That'd be an incredible year.
Also, I forgot about this, but Will is a Casty guy.
Oh, yeah,
he was a big Cassie guy last season.
We thought Cassie was going to get the game-winning hit in the World Series, unfortunately. Now, you know what? All things considered, Cassie was one of the few that showed up in that series against the Mets. He wasn't the reason they lost. He got the hit in Game 2, you know, to get the one win they had. I thought he played pretty well in that series. All things considered. All right, Hugh, you know what we get to do tomorrow?
What we got to do?
Well, we get to, and we have to, talk about a real game tomorrow.
I'm excited.
We haven't done this since the Super Bowl. We get to react to a game tomorrow all together. Phillies and the Nationals. It'll be a 4 o'clock start today right here on WIP. Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Wheels.
Against Mackenzie Gore. So we got Trey Turner leading off. Our afternoon show is going to have you for the next hour and a half or so leading into the game. We got to do some, we're doing some predictions for today. What are we feeling? We getting a win today?
Hold on.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a win.
Is Hugh going to guarantee a win?
No, listen, no, Kyle, no, we're not doing
you
gotta
that. You got to set the tone.
Listen.
Set the tone.
First of all, you see me over here struggling to try to get in my damn account.
Yeah, we don't
pop,
care.
Pop, come on.
No, I'm set not the guaranteeing tone. A win.
Come on.
All right, then fine. I'll guarantee a win.
Yeah.
Guarantee a win. Phil's win. First game of the season. First game. Yeah, first game.
Today's opening day.
No, I'm still.
What's the final score? Come on.
No, come on now. The final score, seriously?
5-2.
I was thinking 3-2.
Where's the offense? What are we doing with only three runs?
See, now you can play.
It's opening day.
Predictions.
You got to do
a 3-2. All right, it's 7-2.
Wow.
7-2. Well, who's going deep if we're scoring seven runs?
Trey's
going
to go deep.
Trey's going deep.
Out the gate.
Oh, well, that would be a good start to the season. All right, you guys, enjoy it. Opening day's the best. Phillies baseball at 4. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!